Speaking of photographs, there was one this week that went viral and caught our eye. It showed scientists in India, inside mission control at the Indian Space Research Organization. They were celebrating after their spacecraft successfully entered into Mars orbit. And they're women, dressed in colorful saris, hugging and grinning with flowers in their hair. It's a great photo. See for yourself at PRI.org. It went viral, though, because it focused on women scientists in what is usually thought of as a male-dominated line of work in India. That's what we're going to discuss now with our friend Ritu Chatterjee. She's a contributing correspondent for The World based in New Delhi. And before she was a journalist, she was trained as a scientist in India.
Women scientists are never sort of the face of space research. And women scientists' accomplishments are rarely celebrated in this manner in the Indian media. You know, if you look at television, if you look at films, there are hardly any portrayals of women scientists. Not to say that there aren't that many women scientists. I went to school with a lot of women who I trained in the sciences. A lot of my women friends are scientists. But they're rarely the public face of big accomplishments.
The photograph of the command center kind of makes it look like they were mostly women in the room. Is that true? Do women outnumber the men in the space program?
Actually, that's not true. Women are still very much a minority. So the numbers that I saw was that 20% of all employees at the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, are women, and 10% of all employees are women engineers. So that's still 10% below the percentage of women engineers at NASA. So NASA has 20% women engineers.
So assess for us the kind of just interest in science among young women, girls coming up through the school system in India. Here we call it STEM. Are women, young women, moving more into the sciences?
Oh, definitely, Marco. Even when I was growing up, there wasn't that much of a sense that women shouldn't be interested in science. In fact, when I was in school, some of the students who topped the class, they were women and they were fantastic at science. They've gone on to pursue degrees in medicine, in engineering, or other sciences. So there's definitely a lot of women getting into the sciences, as opposed to, you know, having lived in the US for 11 years, having worked there as a science journalist. My sense is, again, I don't have hard numbers, that India has more young women, young girls interested in science and getting into the fields, in many scientific fields, than in the US. But as to how many of them actually are able to stay on as a scientist in their professional career, that's a big question. And I think that's where there's a lot of setback, because there's not enough support structures for women in science to kind of continue, pursue their careers once they get married and have kids.
I know you were at a dinner the other night where it just so happened there was a female scientist, and you guys talked about this. What was the conversation like?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a friend's mother. She's in her 60s. She just retired, and she got her PhD from one of India's top technology institutes, Indian Institute of Technology in Kanpur. And she wasn't surprised at this picture. So I was trying to get a sense of what it was like when she was in graduate school. And she said she was definitely a minority. And again, my friend's mother said when she was pursuing her career in science, she had a top scientist actually tell her, "Why are you doing this? You have a young son. Shouldn't you be looking after him?" So that's the kind of resistance that women scientists have to face on a day-to-day basis. And things have definitely improved a lot since her time. But then I heard another story from a friend of mine, a civil engineer who lives in the US. She said a professor here in India of hers, when she was planning to apply to graduate programs in the US, refused to give her a recommendation and said, "Why are you wasting your father's money? Because you're going to end up getting married and raising kids. Why pursue this and waste money?"
Gosh.
Again, like, there are also enough examples of encouraging professors, but then you also have this resistance. So you can see that while more number of girls are getting into the sciences, there might still be some resistance from the older generation.
Well, there's certainly a new motivator, Mars and space travel. Have you heard any women, young or old, say in the last couple of days they want to be an astronaut?
I haven't heard of any, but I can say this for sure, Marco. Girls looking at the picture, it's going to expand their horizon. It's going to open up their ideas of who they can be, what kinds of careers they can pursue. And that's the beauty about this picture. And that's why it's so invaluable.
Ritu Chatterjee, a contributing correspondent for The World, based in New Delhi. Great to speak with you, Ritu. Thanks.
Likewise, Marco. Thanks.
Again, you can see that wonderful photo of female scientists celebrating India's Mars mission at PRI.org.